Christians reconsider their future in Pakistan, World Vision responds to the monsoon crisis in India, and Christian Radio discovers a new outreach in Benin. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Current Pakistani protests over the British knighthood of author Salman Rushdie have raised fears over the future of Christians in the country. A mob attack on evangelicals last week may be symptomatic of religious hatred, which appears to have heightened. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner.
It is a matter of harassment, and Pakistani Christians face this on a daily basis. Not being able to get decent work or facing discrimination at the workplace if they can find jobs at all. Persecution isn't just incidents. It is an environment as well, and Pakistani Christians feel very much under pressure.
Several Christians have fled the area in fear of further attacks. Penner urges prayer that Christians in Pakistan will not give into that fear.
It's a symptom of Christians who were attacked because they were involved in evangelistic work. They had been threatened. They had been told to cancel this evangelistic meeting. When they refused to do so, they were attacked. This is unfortunately not uncommon in Pakistan.
Next, India's monsoon rains are above normal this month. The heavy rainfall led to deadly flooding in southern India that left thousands homeless. Six World Vision sponsorship communities were also affected by the monsoon. Staff rushed to distribute relief supplies, including hot meals for families and replacement school supplies for the students. With the situation improving, pray for the World Vision staff as they act as the hands and feet of Christ among those they serve. You're listening to Mission Network News. Language partner SIM International is requesting prayer for three technicians preparing messages and programming for Words of Hope's radio broadcasts in Benin. With little outside feedback, discouragement is a real threat to the work. However, recently, a pastor traveling in the north found a cluster of previously unknown Bereba villages. He reported there were people listening to the gospel broadcasts in all of them. Pray for motivation to continue this gospel radio ministry. Meanwhile, a mission team from Global Aid Network returned from Russia this week. They were able to share the gospel in schools and hospitals and provided aid as well. Tim Burns says caring for their physical needs opens their ears to the gospel.
If you see somebody and say, hey, be warm and be fed, but you don't actually feed them or clothe them, that profits them nothing. But here we're able to, of course, clothe them and feed them and then give them the gospel. And so it's a great introduction to the gospel because first they experience a practical outpouring of the love of Christ for them.
Burns says they partner with locals to keep the work going.
The fact of the matter is that there's needs 52 weeks out of the year, not just two out of the 50. And so somebody has to come in and be able to minister the rest of the time. And so that's rather important for us to be able to go in partnership with local churches, in partnership with local missionaries, so that that ministry can continue.
Pray for the church and missionaries in Russia. And Lala, an Indian missionary, started his work in Delhi with just a prayer and a train pass. Later, he felt God call him to permanent ministry there. Moe Padidi of Bibles for the World advised him to find 350 prayer warriors before going.
He wrote to me and he said, I have now enlisted at least 1,500 mature believers who committed to pray for me and my family every day. Can I leave now for Delhi? We said, yes.
Today, there's a growing church in Chattisgarh as a result of Lala's ministry. You can help his mission work there.
Bibles for the World has been recruiting churches and individual believers here to sponsor a sector. When they sponsor a sector, it means they provide the Gospel of John or the New Testament for all the households. There are 5,000 families in each sector.
If your church or family would like to sponsor a sector, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.